This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump has denied that the trade talks with China have collapsed, even calling the trade tension between the world's two largest economies a little squabble. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
President Trump's threatened to extend 25% duties to all Chinese products. But even as the trade battle intensifies, he's downplaying it as a little squabble between friends.
I think it's going to turn out extremely well. We're in a very strong position.
After the dispute sent stocks into a nosedive yesterday, the markets essentially flipped to cautious optimism that both sides will reach a deal. But optimism's replaced by anxiety in the nation's heartland. The Commerce Department says farmers' personal income dropped by nearly $12 billion in the first quarter. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has told Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov the United States will not tolerate any interference by Russia in next year's presidential elections. Speaking after their meeting in Sochi on Tuesday, Pompeo said any Russian interference would make the situation between Washington and Moscow worse.
I made clear to Foreign Minister Lavrov, as we've made clear for the past months, that interference in American elections is unacceptable.
Later, Russian President Vladimir Putin said he told Pompeo that Russia never interfered in the 2016 U.S. elections, and that he sensed that President Donald Trump sincerely wanted to repair Washington's relationship with Moscow. Pompeo is making his first trip to Russia as the U.S. most senior diplomat. For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. North Korea accused the United States of robbery Tuesday and demanded the immediate return of a cargo ship seized for allegedly violating international sanctions. In a statement in the official Korean Central News Agency, North Korea's foreign ministry warned of unspecified consequences in response to the U.S. seizure of the vessel. The KCNA statement claimed the seizure violates the 2018 agreement between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to improve bilateral relations. The United States announced last week that it had seized the vessel, the Wise Honest, North Korea's second-largest cargo ship, because it had been used to export North Korean coal in violation of international sanctions. U.S. President Donald Trump has rejected a report that he is considering sending 120,000 troops to counter Iran, but didn't rule out sending a lot more soldiers in the future. Trump called the Times report fake news, but said he would send troops if they are needed.
Would I do that? Absolutely. But we have not planned for that. Hopefully, we're not going to have to plan for that. And if we did that, we'd send a hell of a lot more troops than that.
Meanwhile, a senior officer in the U.S.-led military coalition combating Islamic State, British Major General Chris Geeka, said Tuesday he had seen no greater recent threat to his troops in Iraq or Syria from forces backed by Iran. The statement was in contrast to comments from the Trump administration, which has said that it has detected potential threats against American forces in the Middle East from Iran or Iranian-backed proxies. WhatsApp is urging users to upgrade to the latest version after hackers attacked a number of phones and installed spyware. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
The spyware was reportedly developed by an Israeli cybersecurity firm, the NSO Group. WhatsApp said it targeted a select number of users. Hackers remotely installed surveillance software that would let them read their targets' messages. Rights group Amnesty International says regimes are using NSO's spyware to watch prominent activists and journalists. It says one of its staffers was targeted by NSO's Pegasus software, which, if successful, would have taken control of the phone's cameras and microphone and monitored keystrokes and contact lists.
Lucy Fielder of Reuters. After Monday's losses, stocks rebounded on Wall Street with all three major indices in positive territory just before the close. The Dow was up nearly 1%. The S&P 500 was also up nearly 1%. The NASDAQ was up nearly 1.25%. For more, log on to voanews.com. I'm David Byrd.